Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky may not be coming to the United States this week after all. He said that was at a news conference today in Kyiv. ABC's Patrick Reval was there.
President Zelensky did suggest that it's not 100% confirmed that he will go to Washington on Friday. I also asked President Zelensky in this press conference if he agreed with President Trump's assessment that the war could be ended within weeks and whether he thought that was realistic. And President Zelensky said basically no, he didn't. He said it would be very difficult because he would be dealing with Vladimir Putin.
The White House says Ukraine has agreed to give the U.S. access to its rare earth minerals in exchange for what the U.S. has paid for the war. President Trump convening the first cabinet meeting of a second term in just a few minutes. The House passing a big budget resolution that sets a blueprint for President Trump's agenda. And the first measles death now reported in West Texas amidst an outbreak that has infected more than 120 people. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A passenger attacked a Madison bus driver last night, causing the driver to lose control and crash into a restaurant. Madison police say it happened on Milwaukee Street near Stoughton Road. They say a woman went after the driver and that driver crashed into Asian House. That's right near Woodman's. They say the woman then ran off. Two people were hurt and firefighters had to get them out of the bus. They're expected to be okay, though. Authorities are now searching for that woman responsible. The owner of a popular ski hill was arrested for allegedly assaulting a teenager. 39-year-old Nathaniel McGree owns Tyrol Basin in Mount Horeb. According to the Dane County Sheriff's Office, they responded to a 911 call about a distressed 17-year-old on Monday night. The teen said he went to Tyrol without buying a pass and was told to leave. He told deputies McGree and another employee chased after him and assaulted him. The sheriff's office says McGree demanded the teen pay $120, double the cost of a pass, and he did. McGree was arrested for disorderly conduct and child abuse. His first court appearance is today. And amid an immigration crackdown, the federal government will be creating a new field office in Wisconsin for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Data reported by NBC News shows about 4,400 people were detained by ICE in the first 2 weeks of February, and 40% of them had no criminal record. ICE used to post daily detention data, but has stopped. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the plans for Milwaukee's Northwest Side.
Paperwork recently filed shows the federal government plans on bypassing local zoning regulations to move their downtown offices. The move, according to Urban Milwaukee, has been in the works since spring of 2023. Despite opposition from local officials, the federal government can override local regulations, which leaves the city with limited options to stop the project.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Started off with the defense, just like getting after. Listen to what coach said. Let my offense game do the work for itself. So, yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL scouting combine, will defensive back Jaire Alexander be back with the Pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently. And, I think he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming north by midday, 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, a little breezy. Clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, 42 the high. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Seth Taft will join us. He's from the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks.
And we'll be talking to Busted Pencils' Dr. Tim Slecker, what he thinks about the end of public education.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, while all this so-called cost-cutting is happening, Liger Woods has already spent $10.7 million of tax money playing golf. Trump has played golf on 9 of his first 30 days of work, while you're making payments on an egg salad sandwich. And not only is he busy with golf while laying people off, he amped the hypocrisy up another notch by accusing employees of the government who work from home of being out playing golf instead of working at home. Donald Trump, a guy who literally worked from home and is out playing golf instead of working, saying these work from home employees are out playing golf. I mean, there's almost no parallel. It's like Diddy complaining you bought too much baby oil.
Jimmy Kimmel, comedians leading the resistance as usual. Some more Kimmel. Here we go. Hold, please.
But Trump and his buddy Elon, what a team. We got a d**k and a tater. Those two will be going to Fort Knox to check out the gold. It was empty when we got here. He comes lumbering out with a bunch of big rectangles in his pants. It's crazy what is happening. We have a non-elected official, a guy who's not been vetted by Congress, a foreigner from South Africa who makes a lot of his almost $1 trillion from government contracts, directing this goon squad to plug into the hard drives that contain highly sensitive personal information for hundreds of millions of American citizens. We still haven't seen Donald Trump's tax returns. He and Elon have seen ours. That doesn't make sense to me, but I'll tell you what, they're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. It's where you go to get the truth, comedians, right? And Jody and I were saying, oh, by the way, Greg said, remember this happened before with Lawrence O'Donnell years ago, and bend the knee NBC reverse course. I do, every time I talk to Lawrence, I do say, hey, remember that time I saved your show?
He does give me,
it's not me. It's our, we have amazing, fierce fans. And so please let MSNBC know how you feel about Joy Reid. Jody and I were saying, unfortunately, the two DEI hires to us are Morning Joe and Ari Melber. Sorry, it's the two white guys.
Yeah.
are the weak link, you know, and we were saying one of the stories, Jody, that was sad is the ratings have rebounded.
Right.
Because after the, whatever party loses, it always goes, you know, right? Like Fox lost a ton of viewership when Trump lost the last time. And so that's the sad thing, is things have been rebounding because people are pissed and they're back. And the resistance is, you know, as Malcolm says, we're reaching like revolution level. And this is why you need those warriors in there like Joy Reid. And so anyway, they have an amazing bunch of, and I feel like we have to stand with the people that stood with Joy Reid, the Lawrence O'Donnells and Rachel Maddow and Nicole Wallace and, you know, Jen Psaki and on. They have a lot of terrific talent there, but just make your voice heard. Okay, speaking of voices we love.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos Elsrocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos Elsrocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buenos dias.
I loved your tweet. You said it's a wonderful dictatorship. Every time a House bill passes, a demon gets his horns.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, GOP. Well done. That's right, Clarence. That's right.
It really is. Like, I don't know what else to call it, but evil. Lots of people are going to die unless this gets, you know, AOC is saying, you know, we can still stop this. Again, make your voice heard. Call those GOP representatives in swing districts, pressure that that we have got to speak out louder than ever. I mean, Carlos, this is catastrophic. That the $880 billion.
You'll get yanked by an undercover sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is really frightening what is happening.
Yeah, all the walls just came down crumbling at once. The whole foundation, they're basically Gaza-ing the Constitution, just leveling it at every turn. Yeah. I was just cracking up because they're doing some sort of Capital One airline rewards card. We're going to be giving you a gold card. Yeah. If you have $5 million, you get first in line.
Oh my God.
You get free silverware and food. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
give us your rich yearning to exploit. Don't give us poor people. That the Statue of Liberty is going to be painted gold, just like my AI video for Gaza. It's going to be wonderful.
God, Lord, you sure showed Kamala, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh,
Jill Stein voters.
Yeah. God. Oh my
Trump
goodness.
Gaza.
We told you.
We tried to tell you. Who are you, people? Okay.
Who are you, people?
So, just the one big, beautiful bill. Senator Jeff Merkley talking about that.
We're hearing that, Trump wants a big, beautiful bill. But I have a question for everyone. Is there anything beautiful about cutting health care for millions of American families?
No.
Is there anything beautiful about cutting SNAP nutritional payments for millions of families?
No.
Anything beautiful about cutting medical research across this country to cure the diseases that we want to cure?
No.
Anything at all beautiful about the Republican plan?
No.
Yeah, I mean, Carlos, Republicans, I love this headline. Republicans downplay Medicaid cuts amid town hall voter backlash. Mm-hmm. I love one of them tried floating. Who's this? Representative Lisa McLean, a Republican of Michigan, said the town hall anger might have been orchestrated by Democrats. Really?
Yeah.
Does any of that
leftover Antifa from January 6th now.
Right.
Now there are town hall meetings. Yeah, it's. They're gonna have to do some really big gymnastics to convince the rest of the country that the rest of the country isn't pissed off.
Yeah, they do. You know, House Republican leaders dubiously insisted their budget resolution won't touch Medicaid and that the town hall attendees lacked a legitimate grievance. And then they go ahead and do exactly what they said they weren't going to do, right? Trump just said that last week, not going to touch Medicaid, love it, cherish it, Medicaid, not touching it.
It's part of his big... beautiful concept of a plan that he said during the debate. We got a concept of a plan. We're just going to cut Medicaid. Yeah, it's weird. I just saw that little clip too, where they, which I think is a good thing, that people have been civilly committed of a gun crime or whatever, they're going to come and take their guns. But that is so anti-Second Amendment and weird and dystopian. It's really bizarre. The upside down, we were talking about that last night, and Democrats are the one that wants states' rights, and the Republicans are going, no, there needs to be federal laws. It's like, what is happening?
Oh, I know. And the party of small government that wants to tell you, you know, what medication you can take, who you can love, who you can marry, what women can do with their bodies. I mean, it goes, what books you can read.
And meanwhile, bing, you hear that, Clarence? It's another measles outbreak. Attaboy, Clarence. Every time a Republican, another measles case. It's a Wonderful Life for everything horrible happening with the Republicans. It's just, Putin.
I mean,
Putin's got to be in a bathtub of champagne. I didn't think it would be this easy.
No kidding. Better than
what
I thought.
Idiots.
Yeah. By the way, they're supposed to be the party of God and family values. Speaker God Warrior, Speaker Johnson said, "This is a prayer request. Just pray this through for us because it's very high stakes." This is what Jesus would do? Tax cuts for billionaires and taking money away from the poor and children. And it is amazing, right?
It's
really pray to hurt as many poor people and children and old people as we possibly can.
Yeah, just exploit them with a God figure. I'm watching on Freeform on Hulu. It's How I Escaped the Cult. And in every situation, it's a demagogue who exploits people, who exploits women, who extracts money. And this is exactly the model of the Republican Party. Get them to believe in something, a figure that's going to come and save them, and that figure will just exploit women, exploit young kids, exploit everybody, and take all their money. It follows the same pattern.
The Trump Gaza thing, he's literally a golden calf. He says there's a giant golden statue of Trump, right?
I mean, like Cecil B. DeMille, right? Let's see that scene where Moses is all pissed off. Look at them, they're worshiping the cows, those idiots. You're pissing off Charlton Heston as Moses, damn it.
Funny you mention Putin, because I just, you know what, Bella's going to be our honeypot. That's gonna flip one of those little Doge douchebags.
It'd be easy.
Yeah, to like just give it up that they hacked the election.
Cajones grandes.
You have to Snopes everything now, don't you? This headline, Elon Musk's protege, Big Balls, is the grandson of executed KGB agent.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay. Are you going to play Big Balls at your wedding? Will that be your wedding song?
I think so.
If you become Mrs. Balls?
I think it has to be the first dance.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Get
can't
Grandpa
throw Bella off. She comes right back. She's like,
Big Balls.
Get Grandpa Elon to fund the wedding. It'll be
there
sick.
You go.
God.
His name is Edward Korstein, 19. He dropped out of Northeastern University to find work in Silicon Valley, only to be fired from a cybersecurity internship last year for allegedly leaking insider information to a rival company and accused of frequenting Telegram and Discord communities linked to cybercrime. He nevertheless finds himself a senior advisor to Musk with access to highly sensitive information about working American diplomats and those involved in national security and counterterrorism operations. What could possibly go wrong? He is the grandson of KGB officer who was executed in the USSR as a double agent in 1987.
Well, there you go.
Those are some fun facts, aren't they?
The Americans was right on FX. They had it right all along. Mm-hmm. And you know when Bella gets married, Musk is going to have a clever joke. I guess they apartheid the knot. Comedy's
I just
want
to go out to dinner with them. Reservation, Balls, first name, Big.
God, you just can't help but laugh at him in particular.
Yeah. Paul Begala, one of my favorites, said the other day, who the hell voted for, excuse the phrase, a guy who calls himself Big Balls? A 19-year-old kid going in there and trying to fire cancer researchers and scientists and teachers and agricultural specialists? It's appalling. I mean, not to mention that people have to keep saying Big Balls.
I feel like the Russian kid from Anora is going to be the FAA director now. I want to fly planes. I want to fly planes. I want to land the plane. It's a great movie, by the way, Anora.
Great movie.
You are killing with the kids' audience here. Yeah. The kids' table is erupting over there.
Zimi smoking.
All right. Oh, pardon me.
A snort. I got a snort.
Pardon me. So here's the, by the Vive la Revolution music. Vive la Resistance. We've been mentioning this all morning, Carlos. More than 20 civil service employees resigned from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, saying they were refusing to use their technical expertise to dismantle critical public services. They said, we swore to serve the American people and uphold our constitution across presidential administrations. It has become clear we can no longer honor those commitments. They were warned that many of those enlisted by Musk to help him slash the size of government were political ideologues who did not have the necessary skills or experience for the task ahead of them. I mean, you know, there's reports of just, I don't know what you want to call it, you know, revolution, I guess, inside the Pentagon and the FBI because of the Dan Bongino hiring.
Bongino, power,
lunatic, conspiracy theorist. I mean, crazy person.
Didn't he at one time to work for Obama or work underneath the Obama within the Obama administration? Which I kind of saw that. I got to research that, but I'm not. That was kind of weird to see that. But no, whoever he was back then, he's got taken the drugs since then, man.
Aye.
That guy's power bent.
It's just like a steroid fest over there, isn't it?
It's just again, it's all that male stupid energy that
gender
affirming surgery that Elon Musk got to fix his gut and his face and his hair plugs and just gross. Oh, I met another 26-year-old and I spit out another kid. That's 14. Yay! Numbers. It's like the slot machines. Yay.
Why do the worst people procreate the most? That's what I want to know. Yeah. The people absolutely should not have children. Did you see, where was it, CPAC? He uses these kids as props. Did you see him leave the stage? And his four-year-old's like trying to go down the steps by himself. Yeah. He's all by him. He left him all by himself on the stage. And the kid's like, you know, like, oh, okay. And, Elon Musk just walks off. I mean, it's appalling.
Yeah, they're like puppies at a puppy, like mama dogs at a puppy mill. Like, I'm tired. Just get away from me.
At least I have the decency to know I would be a horrible, horrible parent.
I tried to get him on carry-on, but they had to check him. There was no room on the carry-on.
20.
Just a little X in a cage.
daddy. She wants to keep you every day.
I do.
You're like her comedy pet. She loves you.
Yeah,
so much.
There you go.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Yeah. Hey.
Bella's all about the gummies.
Oh, yeah.
And
gummies, Dan.
Todd and all your other characters who enjoy CBD.
Relax.
What?
You gotta relax, man. CBD.
How many A's are in that relax?
5. Relax.
They have natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. If you're battling daily stress and if you're a sentient being, you going to say, yes, you are. Try to ease that nagging pain after exercise, what have you. CB Distillery has solutions for you. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. I love my CBD relief stick. If you are turning to a remedy, stay off out of grandma's medicine shelf. What do you drop the castor oil? Drop that leech. It's bad for you. Go to CB Distillery. Right now, you can save 20% with the code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever, seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, did you know that the Best of Madison nominations are now open, John, for Best Radio Team?
That's right. I've been writing our name in there.
Have you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
You can do one write-in a day.
Oh, okay. You know, I think we have more information on our website, WMDXradio.com. It says Best of Madison and how you can nominate us. People out there can nominate us.
Yeah, all you have to do is put in John and Gordy.
That's it. Easy as that.
And over and over again.
Well, you can do it once a day.
Once a day, right?
Yeah, once a day with your email. It's easy. Best of Madison. Remember, John and Gordy Show in the radio team category, okay?
Yes. If you guys don't vote for John and Gordy, I'm going to cry. And you don't want to hear me cry.
Probably. No.
We hear you cry just about every day. Yeah. What's the problem? Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh, boy. Get him a tissue, will you?
Get to WMDXradio.com to nominate us for Best of Madison.
Stephanie Miller. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm
happy. Clap along if you feel so happy. Happiness is the truth. Here it is, Jody. Dear manager, today I, one, woke up, fell out of bed, two, dragged a comb across my head, three, found my way downstairs and drank a cup, looking up, I noticed I was late, four, found my coat, grabbed my hat, five, made the bus in seconds flat.
That's from the Beatles.
From Sgt. Pepper's. A Day in the Life. I like my resistance as immature as possible, Carlos. This is the people writing to Doge.
We have to have fun. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things being poured at us, and a lot of people are down, and this is why this show is important for people to tune in, because, it's pretty rough right now. It's pretty dystopian and weird, but, yeah, have fun, be silly, fight, call your congressman. I'm going to donate to the ACLU to help them fight stuff in court.
He just lost three lawsuits in, I think, 90 minutes yesterday, so... You know, it's just stay engaged, stay in the fight. Just because every single story, right? The U.S. Justice Department says it'll dismiss a case against SpaceX, because of course they will. They've been accused of discriminating against people based on their citizenship status. The Justice Department said it intended to file a notice of dismissal with prejudice, meaning they will not be able to file the charges again. This is all a big, he just got another huge government contract yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's look at all the. Why do we subsidize companies like his and oil companies and, you know, whatever, pay pharmaceutical companies what we pay? I think John Stewart went off on that. I mean, if you want to cut waste and fraud, right? I mean, he's only firing people at places that are investigating him for safety violations, and he just got a contract for the FAA after there was yet another near collision in Midway yesterday.
Midway, yeah. I don't know. I guess the idea on its face seemed kind of good. I mean, if people would unionize to subsidize electric cars that were helping to, at one point we thought, combat climate change, seemed like a good idea. But then he's a non-union guy and he exploits everybody and he takes advantage of it. So, you can't depend on the goodness of South African billionaires.
This is they're just trying to control every media space, the horizontal, the vertical.
Yeah.
Elon Musk not happy with Community Notes, the crowdsourced fact-checking program that adds. This is like, crosses to vampires, facts to so the program that adds notes to correct misinformation on X, he says he's now going to fix Community Notes so that it agrees with him, claiming without evidence it's being manipulated by governments and the media. He doesn't like notes that have appeared under tweets about Ukraine in recent days, which are fact-checking several lies being spread by the U.S. government. In recent weeks, Musk has posted screenshots of Community Notes that don't actually appear for all users as a sneaky way to make it look like his opinion's been validated. I mean, this is just, how many times can you use the word Orwellian, right?
Yeah, I don't think we could have ever imagined a villain.
Uh-oh. What has happened? Where did he go? You went away somewhere.
Oh, he's frozen now.
Okay, oh, now he's frozen. All right, we will unfreeze him. Be right back. More Coffee with Carlos, Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The measles outbreak is getting worse in Texas, and experts are hoping the virus doesn't make its way to Wisconsin because the Badger State is vulnerable, even more vulnerable than Texas. At least 90 people there are now sick. Almost all of them are children, and almost all of them are not vaccinated against measles. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist who focuses on the spread of illnesses in children.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country. When you layer a very infectious virus in close quarters with many kids that are unvaccinated, that is a recipe for a disaster.
Wisconsin could be a prime place for that disaster. Only 85% of kindergartners statewide have both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest rate in the country behind Alaska. If your child needs the measles vaccine, you can talk to your pediatrician or call your local health department. And now for the latest in the Buc-ee's saga. The beloved Southern gas station chain was going to have their first Wisconsin location in DeForest on County Highway V off the interstate. But the 74,000 square foot travel center needed road upgrades to the tune of $15 million. The company said they would cover half that cost, but the village board said they could really only afford about $2 million and they would need help with the rest. In the middle of all these delays, the company announced it would also build a Buc-ee's in Oak Creek near Milwaukee. Well, now the money for that road construction is in Governor Tony Evers' budget. His plan would give $6 million toward the road projects through the state's road improvement program. But of course, the budget has to go through Republican lawmakers first. If that money is approved, it's not really clear which Buc-ee's would be finished first. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures still reaching the mid-40s. Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon and into the evening, and by morning may mix with a little snow. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be breezy and cooler with highs tapping 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hear from a farmer in southwestern Missouri. Hour number two, the National Wildlife Federation, what the Trump administration is going to do to conservation effort. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Children will be devastated. Families will be devastated. People with disabilities will be devastated. Seniors will be devastated. Hospitals will be devastated. Nursing homes will be devastated. So let me be clear, House Democrats will not provide a single vote to this reckless Republican budget. Not one. Not one. Not one. They will not get a single Democratic vote. Why? Because we're voting with the American people. We're voting with the American people.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries, maybe he caught a little fire from Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Feet, fire, feet, fire. Here it is, Hakeem Jeffries. Hang
Republicans
on.
Are not the party of fiscal responsibility. Stop trying to convince the American people otherwise. Same playbook. In fact, during the administration of Donald Trump, during his first 4 years, the debt exploded to such a degree that 25% or so of our nation's debt came from just the first term of President Donald Trump. 25%. We've been around for over 248 years. The party of fiscal responsibility. And then, of course, President Biden inherits significant deficit, overwhelming debt, and it's 2 years, first 2 years, gets a lot done and cuts the deficit by $1.7 trillion.
Yeah. It's all such BS, Carlos. I think that's why this, you know, what feels like a revolution is brewing, because they're seeing, you know, they're seeing, obviously, Elon Musk get, like, government money after government money after government contract while cutting all, you know, they're losing all their jobs, getting all their benefits cut. And it's just, it is. And then, oh, by the way, I have a guess the quote for you all, please. Who said, I'm not going to have time to go play golf? Who said that?
Chris LaVoie.
Mickey Mouse.
No. Donald Trump had said that, as you recall, during the campaign. Someone who played 300 rounds of golf over his 8 years in office, Philip Bump, writes, more golf than many members of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, but you've got to admit, his 300 rounds were like, it's a birdie, pick it up right after the first shot. So he could play 36 holes in an hour.
But also, him telling government employees literally has the gall to say, you can't be work from home, they're out playing golf, while he's out playing golf. At his home, right?
Of course you could work from home, and that's an outright lie by Musk. You know, if you have a job which allows you to work at home and take care of your children so you don't have to be like a Democratic congressperson and fly with your one-month-old to cast a vote because they wouldn't let you stay at home, that's ridiculous. There's some jobs that allow you to work from home and some jobs like construction or oil rigging where you can't work from home. Yeah. It's such a Sesame Street thing. Some jobs let you work from home. Some jobs you have to be there in person. Oh, thanks for sharing. It's so easy.
So, Fembot, Caroline Leavitt, the press room Barbie. This whole, like, oh, this is what people voted for, you know, mandate, blah, 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 is such crap, Carlos. Like, she was asked about, you know, putting migrants in Gitmo and possibly torturing them. It's like, no, that's not what people voted for.
Hold one on. Related to Guantanamo Bay, the other to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I wanted to get your response to some Washington Post reporting of the migrants who stayed over at Guantanamo Bay for the last 2 weeks. They told the Post they were rarely let outside. They were shackled and placed in what they described as cages and alleged that they were not treated as human beings. Does the White House have any response to those conditions?
At Guantanamo Bay? It's a promise the president campaigned on.
No.
That if you invade our nation's borders, if you break our country's laws, and if then you further commit heinous, brutal crimes in the interior of our country, like raping and murdering innocent, law-abiding women and girls, and committing heinous acts of violence, then you are going to be deported from this country, and you may be held at Guantanamo Bay. These are criminals we are talking about. Don't forget that.
Wow. That sounds like spring break.
Don't believe he campaigned on. And by the way, these are not all violent criminals. I mean, he's obviously...
Children are there.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's deporting all kinds of people that are not. And no, he didn't run on sending them, detaining them at Gitmo. Like, yeah. Sorry.
She's
ahead,
man. She makes Megyn Kelly look like an angel.
Karen in Chicago. Hey, Karen. Welcome.
There's a special place in hell for C words like that. I'm sorry. Yeah. That is just disgusting. That just pisses me off listening to that.
Yeah.
She has a cross.
What monsters? I mean, really, what monsters are these people?
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot, like, mince words about who these people are. They're absolute monsters.
The other people they're detaining, and where is it, Panama? And they're, like, holding signs up against the windows, like, help us. You're like, I mean, Karen, yeah. it is embarrassing to be American mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. It is more than embarrassing. And, you know, let me just say this, you know, we can, again, to the point of not mincing words, and I'm glad that I'm going to call him Speaker Jeffries is out there speaking plainly about this. And I think that, you know, you're right. I think he did hear something that Rachel said. And this is what we've all been saying. And I saw him speak in Chicago. And this is one thing he said when he was in Chicago. He said they are going to where the voters are having the conversations, which includes shows like yours. So I certainly hope that he will come. And I certainly hope that they are listening to shows like yours, because what I want to say is this. March 14th is the vote to raise the debt ceiling. We need to call 202-224-3121. Call these Democrats and tell them it is a no vote. They do not need one single vote from you guys. And I would also suggest, because the Republicans are so good at creating political theater, create some political theater of your own. Because we know the Republicans won't go along with this, but I think it's a good idea to put out there. We'll vote yes to help you guys raise the debt ceiling if you get rid of Elon Musk and this ridiculous Doge.
Right.
Put it out there. We know they're not going to do it, but you know what? We have to start creating our own narratives and our own political theater.
Yeah.
Get out there and get loud about this stuff.
Yep.
And then Friday, the 28th, there is the blackout, the financial blackout.
I was just
going to
mention that.
Don't spend, don't do that.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you too. Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Frangela sent that to me as well. It is this Friday, correct, Jody?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hold, please. Let me find it. Yeah. They sent it to me. It's right. So it's just for the one day. It's one day just to send a message, right, Carlos? And it just says don't try to, you know, stock up on anything you definitely need.
Send a message on
Friday.
Yourself at home. Don't spend money outside.
You can spend locally, just not major brands.
Right.
Not
right,
your
right,
Walmarts
right,
and stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah, spend on your local stores.
I mean, so speaking of Doge, here is Speaker God Warrior Mike Johnson.
And the Congress, we could have oversight. The problem is, for decades, as we know, we haven't been able to do that job well. Because even though we requested the data and requested the insight, it was hidden. How many of you know that bureaucracy was not forthcoming, right? They're not transparent. That's the whole point. That's the problem. That's the deep state we talk about. So they were hiding from Congress. We didn't know that USAID was funding drag shows in Peru or whatever, you know, transgender operas in Colombia or whatever, you know.
Oh,
it's madness. But Elon has cracked the code. He is now inside the agencies. He's created these algorithms that are constantly crawling through the data. And as he told me in his office, the data doesn't lie.
Oh my God.
That's what Elon keeps going. Oh, this has never been somebody so transparent. No, he's just lying. He just tells these lies, condoms in Gaza on and on. They're not proving anything. He's just what somebody says, you know, and it, like the Social Security lies. Nobody's getting Social Security. It's 150 years old. Anyway.
God, Mike Johnson sounds like a horrible Scholastic's 1954 voice. Elon is a very nice man from South Africa. You can trust him. He's white. Look at that Jasmine Crockett.
She's
a black woman.
I just, Doge lied about firing top nuclear safety official. I mean, this is not transparency. Again, it's lying. The Department of Energy has been trying to contain the fallout from its Doge-directed firing and rehiring of the nuclear safety officials by painting them as non-critical staff who held primarily administrative and clerical roles. But this wasn't even close to true. One of the officials who was locked out of his work accounts was the acting chief of defense nuclear safety. That sounds like an important job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A senior executive official and the top authority for all nuclear safety matters in the agency. At the agency's Los Alamos field office alone, there was the site's emergency preparedness manager. That sounds important.
It does.
There was the radiation protection manager. That sounds like maybe that's important. I mean, they just lie and throw stuff out. But the problem, you know, is there's still that section of the MAGA cult, Carlos, that just believes them.
Oh,
he's finding all this, you know. I heard somebody anecdotally tell a story about a woman who lost her job. It was a federal worker that was fired, and she's like, well, he's still better than Biden. And I'm like,
how?
How do you stay in this cult, right?
Yeah, again, I urge you people to watch How I Escaped the Cult. The hold on people is so strong because if you to get out of the cold is to admit to yourself that everything you believed, ever believed, is wrong. And that's just such a hard, high hill to climb because people are dragging you back in. You don't want to face that. And I don't know. I guess Democrats should start inviting Republican constituents to their town halls as well. So it's like, if you're Republican, come to this town hall. We invite you to speak out. You won't get tossed out like you will in Idaho.
Bernie's been doing that. He's on the road right now doing that.
Yeah. Seth, this is his moment. Are you kidding? Oligarchy?
Million. I'm going to go town halls to town halls, stay at every Holiday Inn Express, get the free breakfast.
Seth, our homo of hope, you're on with Carlos and Jody. Hello.
Hello, solo homo.
I'm the only gay in the village.
You are the only gay in the village.
Yes, you are. I'm here to join you. Man from Vagina Island and Bella with a Z.
Bella's boyfriend's Jack.
Here's the thing. As the official psychic medium of the Stephanie Miller Show, I think I can officially tell you that Elon Musk is the reincarnate of Marie Antoinette because he is the living embodiment.
It is Lot-A-Meat-Cake. It is absolutely.
Let him eat cake city. So here's the thing. You know who's got big balls?
Who?
The people of America, and the Democrats are showing that they have big balls because everybody is out there right now. And the incompetence, like the judge that has been admonishing the Trump lawyers, you know, so it's imploding because of their incompetence. Yes, people are getting hurt, but here's what has to happen, Stephanie. The Democrats, and Bernie is beginning to do this, and the DNC needs to do this. They need to get into red states because in 2026, we've got to turn a few red state senators Republican, to Democrats. And we need to slip a little reality into their cult about their lives and how their lives are coming apart and how they're going bankrupt and they're losing their jobs and the prices are going up. They can't afford anything. It's in those red states. We need to hold up a mirror to these people so they can actually see what happens so we can then get the Senate back, because that's the only way. We're going to get the House back, but that's the only way we'll get the Senate back.
Yeah. Listen, I have a lot of impeachment shirts I need to get some wear out of. So let's go. Let's do this. And you heard Seth. Who's got big balls? We've got big balls. They don't got big balls.
Oh.
I don't care about that little 19-year-old douchebag. We've got big balls over here.
Stephanie Miller.
Jody's got big balls. Carlos. Giant balls. Bella balls.
He's got big balls.
Balls up the balls.
Vaughn's got big
balls. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of Coffee with Carlos is brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Whee!
Yeah, state of the world today, I know. Angry, depressed, overwhelmed, right? Like we're going the wrong way. We are trapped in that
plane, trains, and automobiles. We're going the wrong way.
Every day we wake up and we're still in the same car going in the wrong direction. You can make a difference. Join Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And so easy, bring your current phone, bring your current number, and you just hop on over. And they've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. You'll feel good about yourself and your phone service. And Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
Okay, fine. Stephanie Miller!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We like a phone and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight.
Stephanie Miller.
Dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody feel a warm and bright. It's such a
Stephanie Miller Show. Carlos Azraqui is here. In Zeke Heil news, here is the Fembot press room Barbie, Caroline Levitt, about the AP. They've, of course, been kicked out because they refuse to call it the Gulf of, you know, America. Which
right. is, Gulf of Central America?
Unless you agree on, you know, Donald Trump's, on Dear Leader's set of facts, right?
Right.
Someone had a good compromise that we name it the Gulf of America Ferrara. I'm just
saying. I like that.
That's a nice compromise. That is a nice compromise.
I like that.
Gulf of America the Beautiful.
The winning continues here at the White House every day. Today,
so
a federal judge right here in Washington, D.C., denied the Associated Press's emergency request for a temporary restraining order to restore their privilege of returning to the White House press pool. And the judge's denial of the Associated Press's request reinforces what I said from the podium last week and what President Trump has been saying. Covering the American presidency in the most intimate and limited spaces in this White House, in the Oval Office, on the Air Force One, is a privilege. It is not a legal right.
I'm telling you, this press room is on its way to North Korea. They are only letting in, like, right-wing podcasters, practically. He had a fight with the HuffPost reporter. They're probably going to throw HuffPost out. There's not going to be anyone that is able to ask an actual fact-based question, Carlos.
Well, the judge... celebratory delivery of denying freedom of the press. The winning continues.
Yeah.
That's why I have my big cross that I'm going to shove in your face because Jesus likes me more than you.
It's what President
Jesus
Trump
would call
wants.
It the Gulf of America.
Well, here's the deal. The judge did say there's another hearing on March 20th.
Yeah, for now. So. Right, for now. So let's see. Blaine from Kansas said, in retaliation, the AP will now be referring to the body of water that abuts Mar-a-Lago as Lake Stormy Daniels and will call Fifth Avenue in New York Sea Grabber Lane. Yeah, I'm just
I
saying.
Like it.
Right?
I'm going to go slowly. Are we allowed to say C-U-N?
No, you are
just those
not.
Three letters.
Just those three.
C-U-N Palooza.
Thank you.
Okay. I love this. Trump is outraged Americans are footing an unfair financial burden, citing a 2020 trade deal called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement that he signed.
Wonderful. Who signed this?
Yes, that's what he said. I look at some of these agreements. I read them at night, and I say, who would ever sign a thing like this?
You idiot.
That's what his marriage, every one of his marriage licenses. Who would sign a thing like this that would trap a man who wouldn't allow him to spy on little girls and go to Epstein? I signed it. Okay.
Yeah, by the way,
barrier in the golf course.
Where are those Epstein files? Didn't you?
Yeah,
say those
would be
released.
That's the law. Be released.
Thoughtful skin. Chin scratch. Okay. He, at the time, had praised the agreement as the best agreement we've ever made. How is there a human that knows he is completely full of it? Then he said about the tariffs. He said it'll be very good for our country. Our country will be extremely liquid and rich again.
What does that mean?
It'll be extremely wet from the standpoint of water.
Water, right.
Just like the Puerto Rican.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Did I mention Republicans? They really are that horrible. T-shirts are available at stephaniemiller.com. Janet Mills, the Democratic governor of Maine, who stood up so great with Trump, First of all, he antagonized her.
Yes,
he called on her and started bullying her, and she just stood up to him and said, we'll see you in court. So she's facing a petition for her recall after sparring with Trump on the issue of transgender rights. The petition was organized by a local conservative activist. There's one problem. Maine is one of 30 American states that does not have a provision to recall a governor. So it's always performative nonsense with them, right?
When we say they're in a cult, they are in a cult.
So we got little, like, baby steps from some Republicans. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican of Pennsylvania, said Sunday forcing Ukraine to agree to a resource deal with the U.S. in exchange for the possibility of support against Russia is akin to victim extortion. Thank you. He said Putin and Putin alone should bear the economic costs of Putin's illegal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. That's what Macron said. To force Ukraine to pay these costs is the epitome of victim blaming and victim extortion. Well, don't know if he's been primaried yet, but you got to applaud. I mean, and a lot of Republicans are saying it, but then say Trump's name.
Yeah.
House Republican Troy Balderson he's from Ohio, said some of Trump's executive orders have gone too far by usurping the authority of Congress. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for paying attention.
Now a warning.
He said they're getting out of control. He said Congress has to decide whether the Department of Education goes away, not the president, not Elon Musk. Congress decides. Congress has to do their work. Well, that's what it's going to take, is them claiming back their
our
constitutional duty. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
yeah, you just got to build panic rooms for all the Republican senators who are under death threats, and then they'll be fine.
Have Jody Foster escort them. Shh.
We're in a panic room.
I don't know. Trump is a dictator. They're trying to get in.
I can be like Burgess Meredith. You can read all the books you want.
I can hear Donald Trump screaming. Screaming.
All right. Love you, Carlos. Those Rocky.
I'll be in Redding, California this weekend. Hey. Redding Anime Con. 1900 Hilltop. Come see me March 1 and 2.
Love you, Carlos.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the current deal for the U.S. to take possession of Ukraine's mineral deposits is only a framework and does not contain security guarantees. He says no peace deal will be possible without solid security guarantees for Ukraine. Another deadline for the Trump administration. Here's ABC's Peter Haralambos.
The Trump administration faces a midnight deadline to pay foreign aid groups nearly $2 billion after a federal judge determined that the president's effort to pause all foreign aid for 90 days broke the law. In a late-night filing, a State Department official urged the court to push that deadline, arguing that making thousands of payments to foreign aid groups would be impossible within 24 hours and suggesting it opens the door to fraud.
The president's first cabinet meeting this term just about to get underway today at the White House. And Pope Francis is spending his 13th day today in the hospital suffering from double pneumonia. He remains in critical condition. This is ABC News.